In an ordinary suburb of Knoxville, tucked away in the rows of houses, there's a special one that looks completely ordinary on the outside. Inside, it's radically different. If you ask Oak Ridge National Laboratory researcher Heather Buckberry, home is where the lab is. At least, that's the case with this house. It's chock full of products and software that could change the way your home uses electricity and how you interact with everyday appliances.
Some of it is already commercially available, but maybe not used a lot in the marketplace. Some of it is technology that is not quite ready for prime time, maybe prototypes that we've already tested in the lab, and we want to take it to as real environment as possible.
A computer in the house tests open source code called Voltron. It slurps up all kinds of information, like what the weather is like outside and whether or not homeowners are around. Voltron uses that data to control thermostats and household appliances.
How can we best satisfy that need at the thermostat, but simultaneously reduce the energy use of the house?
Voltron's goal, and that of the whole test program, is to squeeze every bit of efficiency possible from homes. 6 years ago, President Obama said he wanted houses to be twice as efficient by the year 2023.
I'm also issuing a new goal for America. Let's cut in half the energy wasted by our homes and businesses over the next 20 years. Those states with the best ideas to create jobs and lower energy bills by constructing more efficient buildings will receive federal support to help make that happen.
Some of this is already happening. Smart thermostats can tell when you're not home, switching air conditioning on and off accordingly. Those kinds of devices aren't in every home, but ORNL researcher Michael Stark says their effects can already be seen.
Even though we've got more loads and the bigger house aspect, the net loads actually sort of creep down still a little bit for most utilities.
Stark works with the U.S. Department of Energy and power suppliers to make software that can regulate energy use within a household or even a whole neighborhood.
We can begin shifting the load consumption to reduce the cost of electricity.
That's something appliance maker Rheem has been working on for years. Executive Vice President of Operations John Fitzgerald says Rheem and ORNL use data from the Knoxville model home to make heaters, air conditioners, and water heaters that can shift their consumption to times when energy use is lower and utility rates are cheaper.
Well, why am I heating the water at 1 o'clock in the morning? And then you can start asking other type of questions about, you know, how do you best optimize that water setting?
Rheem and other manufacturers are making products that offer hands-free energy savings. The appliances adapt to the daily ebb and flow of human use and overall electrical demand.
You know, and that's just what this Oak Ridge National Laboratory project is all about, to be ready for that next generation consumer.
If all of this sounds a little like Star Trek, you're not far off the mark. But the ultimate goal is the marriage of high-concept technology with practical pocketbook benefits, more convenience, and less demand on the nation's fragile power grids. And, Heather Buckberry says, to do so in a way that keeps your home running smoothly.
And we do all that without disrupting the endpoint, which is, do I have hot water or not at the moment that it's needed?
I'm Victor Agreta, WUOT News.